السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. اے وہ لوگو جو ایمان لائے ہو تم پر روزے اسی طرح فرض کر دیے گئے.
You believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you so that you become righteous.
یہ ہے روزوں کی فرضیت کے بارے میں.
This is the guidance and command of Allah regarding fasting. With His grace, has given us another opportunity the arrangement He has done for spiritual advancement. These fasts which began yesterday, we are passing through them. Therefore, according to the words of Allah, if we have to advance in righteousness, if we have to find proximity to God or have to let our prayers be accepted or have to improve our spiritual religious condition, then the every Ahmadi must try to benefit from these fasting. Allah says that these fasts which have been prescribed for you are for your spiritual advancement and to advance in righteousness, and they are highly essential. And those who believed in the previous prophet for their spiritual advancement, for their self-purification, for them to attain nearness to God, these have been prescribed for them. So this is a general command which we have to follow, and it will raise our spiritual and status and righteousness. The previous people also find nearness of God and were beneficiary of His graces, who without hesitation followed Allah's command. Whenever Allah had revealed to any prophet His commands, or when Allah sent the messengers for reforming people, they were the people who found our proximity to God and also a spiritual reformation, and by obeying them fully, they acted upon the teaching and continued to follow those commandments and continue to raise the standard of their righteousness. When they denied their revelations and commandments, not only they followed the spiritual life, but also they lost their honor in the world. And Allah has mentioned it in the Holy Quran. So when Allah guides people and tells people to follow righteousness, He also says that by attaining high standards of righteousness, you will share in the benefit of the in the world and in the hereafter, and will be beneficiary of His paradises. As He says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ, whosoever fears the station of God, they will have two paradises. By realizing the station of God, you should know His powers. Only His fear should be in your heart. Only then you will share in His heaven in this life and also in the hereafter. Therefore, every Ahmadi Muslim to advance in righteousness and to be beneficiary of Allah's heavens and gardens, they have to know the station of God. And this will only be attained when by purely and exclusively becoming of God will follow His commandments. And among His commands is this particular one, that during the month of Ramadan you have to adhere to fasting. We are so fortunate to believe in such a book which is perfect and complete. We believe in such a book in which Allah has declared His blessings to go to their perfection. We are fortunate that we believe in that Sharia law which Allah has promised to keep till the Day of Judgment. We are fortunate that we believe in that last law-bearing prophet whom Allah has declared Khatamul Anbiya and has made him excel all the prophets. The previous prophet to keep their followers on righteous path, they used to keep the abilities and qualities of people, and they used to bring guidance from God. But the Holy Quran is for the whole world and for all the time, and has brought the commands of self-reformation and has revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By adhering them to righteousness, it brought those commandments which even today is fresh for all the nations, for all the people, and will continue to be so in future. Therefore, we must reflect and ponder what this these matters demand from us. These revelations which came down, and this great blessing which showed us, and grace, Allah's grace, what does it demand? They demand that in this final Sharia law, whatever the perfection which Allah has mentioned, we should try to attain it. They demand that we should act upon the commands of Allah and His Messenger. We should invest all our capacities and abilities. We should do that spiritual struggle which Allah and His Messenger had shown us a path and has commanded us. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِيْنَا لَنَّهْدَيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those who make effort to meet us, we surely enable them to come to our paths. So to meet God and to struggle, and it is necessary to make effort, Allah will only guide those to come to His path who, purifying themselves, want to come to Him. Allah enable only those to follow taqwa, that is righteousness, who themselves try to follow righteous paths. Allah only comes running to those who at least they try to walk to Him. And for attainment of righteousness in their effort of gaining and winning Allah's pleasure, a great means Allah has declared that they are the fast during the month of Ramadan. Therefore, to gain Allah's blessings and His rewards, whosoever makes a sincere effort, he is purified of his sinful life. He is enabled to do good deeds, and he becomes the one who attains Allah's blessings. There is a report. It is reported in the hadith, Hazrat Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, Khudri that is, he reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever servant fast by seeking Allah's blessing, Allah puts a 70 cubits difference between him and his face. And that is whatever difference there is between summer and winter, he makes 70 times more difference between him and the fire, which means that he removes fire from him. Therefore, in the path of Allah, by seeking His blessing, it is obligatory to fast. There should not be any worldly gain, a main aim. And it should be sincerely His pleasure. And not only Allah will forgive his sin, but He will enter them in the gardens of His pleasure. He gains faith as well as the world. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the person who makes effort towards God never is defeated. Allah has this true promise. الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِيْنَا لَنَّهْدَيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those who in search of Allah's paths had set himself, he will find his goal. Those who prepare for the worldly exams, they make their nights as day. Sometimes we can show mercy on the students' struggles, but Allah's mercy and compassion, which is unlimited, will He let anyone go in vain, the one who wants to come to Him? Not at all, not at all. Allah does not waste anyone's effort. Therefore, Allah has given us this opportunity during this month. He has entered us in this month with His sheer grace, in which for those who fast, those who fast purely to win Allah's pleasure. According to the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is another hadith which says that the fast becomes a shield between man and a fire. So fast is an impregnable fortress between for him, by entering which no fire can burn him. There is a Hadith Qudsi, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reported the words of God that Allah says so. There is another detail in Bukhari about this Hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says that the son of Adam, every effort is for himself except the fast. So the fast is for my sake, and I will give its reward. And the fast are a shield, and whenever he is fasting, he should not have any selfish desires. And to fight someone, if someone were to quarrel with him, he says in reply, I am fasting. By God who holds Muhammad's life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the smell from the mouth of a one who fasts is better than exquisite perfume. So when he breaks his fast, he is pleased. And secondly, when he will meet his Lord, as a result of his fasts, he will be pleased. The reward of for fasting, Allah has taken it upon himself. There is another report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that fast is such an act which is kept for the sake of Almighty God, and God of Majesty, and only Allah, the All Majestyful, knows it. Allah says that I give those who do good deeds, I give 700-fold reward, and sometimes I increase it further. So the reward of a fast is will cross these limits. How much Allah will multiply it, only Allah knows best. As Allah and His attributes are unlimited, likewise Allah's reward is also unlimited. It is beyond man's thinking that how much reward it will be. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said it is only Allah who knows it. But Allah has put certain conditions with the fast. He said to give this unlimited reward, you will have to keep within the limits and follow my commands, not just to bear hunger, but you will have to do some struggle, you will have to leave some evil deeds, as it is mentioned in the Hadith, that you will have to move away from all selfish desires and emotions. As Allah says that you will have to leave some of the normally permitted things for the sake of God. When you will be in this state, that fast will be for the sake of God. It is only to leave evil which give you a reward of God, but not to leave it temporarily, not to avoid these evils just for the time being, but you will have to accustom yourself permanently. When this will be your state, then the fast is for the sake of God. Allah, who knows to the depth of man's existence, He knows the conditions of one's heart. He knows that under the act of any servant, what is his intention and motive. The existence which knows everything obvious and hidden by keeping his existence and his attributes in view. Everyone who fasts and struggles, then that fast will become his reward. The fast which will be kept with the motive that today I am going away from my selfish desires, not only, not just for the sake of Ramadan, but for good. Only then the fast will be for the sake of God. It will be called the one which is being kept for the sake of God. When in someone's abuse he replies that I am fasting, I cannot reply to your vain talk, it does not mean that I should break my fast and then I give you a reply and then see what state you are in. Then I will know whether you are more powerful than I am, I have more strength than you, and now I am fasting, I can't quarrel with you, but fast is a training camp in which there is a training to leave such evil deeds, and this is the spiritual struggle which the one who fasts has to do. The steps taken towards God will only be called sincere when constantly and steadfastly he will try to act to leave such evil deeds. That is why the final thing which has been said, that when he will meet his Lord, then he will be pleased because of his fast. Can the 30 days good deeds, as a result of that, Allah will give him such a station which is the pleasure of God and man will be pleased? Not at all. God will be pleased and man will be pleased that the fast of the Ramadan had removed the evils from me and he has taken my selfish desires and carnal passions because of my fast, because of my seeking Allah's forgiveness, and by this, because of my effort that I should leave my evil, Allah has removed me away from evil deeds. And every Ramadan in his life which will come with his effort, and the month of every month of the year that will be passed by applying these good deeds on him, every day of the year because of this 30 day training will be passed away from evil deed, it will finally and eventually make him become the win, the pleasure of Allah, and that will be the stage at which servant will be pleased, that Allah has, because of the blessing this Ramadan, removed my evil and had given me opportunity because of Ramadan to advance in piety and in righteousness. Sincerely, I have fasted from him and I tried to reform myself as a result of this fast and raised my standard of worship, and today I win Allah's pleasure. Therefore, the Ramadan has come, then we need to raise the standard of our worship of God, and by keeping an eye on our acts, we need to mold our acts according to the pleasure of God. As a student who making effort for his examinations, he even uses his nights as days. As promised, Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that we should also make our nights will pass like days, in such days which that Rahim and Kareem God who accept the prayers, he will put us on our paths according to his promise. He will guide us to those paths which are of his pleasure. He will bless us with those awards by which he awards to his special servants. He will take the standard of our righteousness to the level where we find his proximity. So if a fast Allah has made a shield, we should use that shield of protection. If you do not protect yourself behind that shield and do not hold it tight, then the enemy will attack and destroy him in no time, and the shield will not operate and not protect him. Therefore, Satan, who is most dangerous than any enemy, then to save from his attack, you need to advance in worship and making nights as living, and only then Allah can take full benefit of this shield and these days of training Allah has provided us with His grace. To save us from the fire of hell, the fast will act as an impregnable fortress. When on each gate of the fortress we will put the guard of our worship and our good deeds, and only then these guards and the walls of this impregnable fortress which Allah has raised, they will save us from the believers in this life as well as in the hereafter. To gain Allah's pleasure and to follow the paths of taqwa brings a revolution and a radical change in the life of a believer, will benefit the man from the blessings of this world and also in the hereafter. Therefore, we should benefit from this arrangement which Allah has provided according to His commands. We should pass these days, we should advance in righteousness. The teaching of the previous Prophet, which came before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were for a temporary time, they have, which has gone past. Their teaching was could give only temporary righteousness and temporary benefits, and at the end of the teaching they could the teaching did not keep that freshness, that righteousness. But as I said, the teachings of Islam is living for good. The commandments of the Holy Quran are operative for good. In other teachings of the other prophets, there were selfish desires that entered, but our teaching is fresh and living in its original state. Therefore, to keep our levels of righteousness high, and we have to follow the steps leading towards to righteousness to gain a proximity of God. Whatever Allah has given us, the path to gain the highest possible stages, to gain those and to acquire those, Allah has also provided us such ladders which we have to climb, which has no limit to its height. Therefore, each one of us, according to our capacities, we should try to gain those heights. By putting one step after the other, we should continue to rise higher, and we should make effort for it. Allah has made us khair-e ummah, the best of the people, and has shown us the heights of worship, and has also shown the paths leading to highest virtue. Therefore, we cannot be called khair-e ummah if only we will be called khair-e ummah if we gain these standards after gaining one standard after the other, we should continue to make effort. Therefore, these efforts which are for gaining Allah's pleasure, which are called righteousness and taqwa, and for which the fast of the Ramadan has been prescribed. May Allah enable us to do spiritual struggle during this Ramadan. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, people are unaware of the reality of fast. Fast doesn't mean that one is hungry and thirsty. It has a reality and an impact which one knows by experience. It is within the nature of man that the less he eats, the more he has spiritual reform and his powers of vision increase. One of the aim of God is to stop one side and increase the other. Therefore, the fast who is fasting, he should know that it does not mean he should just remain hungry, that he should engage in remembrance of God so that he can have trust in God and remove himself from the world towards God. So this is the purpose of fast, that one leaves one nourishment which is for body, he should do the other nourishment which is for the soul and nurturing of soul. And those who do fast for only God and not as a tradition, that he should engage themselves in praising God and remembering him so that they can find the other nourishment. So this is the purpose of fast, with which you can gain the nearness of God and righteousness. And then Allah takes him in his lap and gives him his deep knowledge and blesses him with his rewards. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that it is true promise of God that whosoever sincerely with the true motives of seek his paths, he will open up the paths of knowledge, his knowledge and his thing. As he says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدَيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those who coming to us do struggle, we open up our paths leading to us. By coming within me means that only sincerely and with the true motives, they have the aim of seeking God. This is their purpose. They are the one who are making the right effort. May Allah enable us that we should gain making Allah's pleasure our aim. We should pass through this Ramadan and our fast should be purely for the sake of God and advance us in taqwa, righteousness. We should have the knowledge of God who should become permanently part of our life, and every moment they should advance us in righteousness.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
اس وقت میں چند مرحومین کا بھی ذکر
I want to mention some of those who have passed away recently. Although we have said their funeral prayers, but for the sake of prayer for them and for their progeny, because they were linked to holy people. And one is Muhtama Sayyid Begum Sahiba, who was the wife of Jalaluddin Shams, and she had died 5th of September in America at the age of 96. He was the wife, the daughter of Khwaja Ubaidullah Sahib, a companion of Promised Messiah, and Khalifatul Masih II had proposed their marriage with Shamsa. Proposed her marriage with Shamsab by giving his examples of sacrifices, had said in the annual gathering of 1956, I believe it was said. In 1932, she got married, and in 1956, Jalsa, in the Lajna gathering, Hazrat Muslim Maud has said that our one missionary, Maulvi Jalaluddin Shams, he had gone to Europe immediately, a few days after marriage, that one is moved by learning his incidents. Once his son came home and said, who is called Abba? Because everybody says Abba in the school. We don't know where our Abba is gone. And his father, Shams Saab, has gone to Europe here in London. And when he came back, the children were 17 or 18 years old. And the wife nurtured and looked after the children and brought them up in his absence. And they gave great sacrifices by those missionaries and their wives. She was Musi and was very pious lady. Muniruddin Shams Sahib's mother, she was, who is our Wakil Tasneef. And she also had four other children, sons. The other is Sayyida Begum Sahiba, the wife of Maulana Abul Ata Sahib Jalandhari. Her wife was nearly 96. She died on 6th of September, and we have led her funeral prayer. And she was also the wife of daughter of Hazur has said a name, Batalvi Sahib. And Huzoor had proposed because of Amma Jan's suggestion with his husband, and had led the khutbah of marriage. And she is the mother of Ataul Mujib Rashid, who is the Imam, and these two ladies had deep link with the Khilafat, Khalifa, and she lived here in London, and you could see reflection of her love and deep love and affection. She was a Musi of one-eighth of our property. The third one is Nasra Begum Sahiba, who is the wife of Chaudhary Sarwar Sahib. She had died at the age of 84. She was also the daughter of a companion of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, who lived in Gurdaspur district. His name was Chaudhary Faqir Muhammad Sahib. She was martyred at the split of India and Pakistan. And when the Nawai Ahmadiyyat cloth was being prepared, that is standard of Ahmadiyyat, it was his father who had prepared it, and she was a very courageous preacher. And she herself was a courageous preacher and always preached to the ladies. She also has left behind four sons. Among them, one is Mubalagh in charge America, Daud Hanif Sahib. And the other son is here, Munawwar Ahmed Sahib, who is Secretary Umore Ama. So all these ladies were very pious, were dedicated to Khilafat, and were holy people, holy ladies. Allah may raise their station and may allow their children to continue their pious works and their piety.
عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.